about ready for our children's moment. And as they're coming up, I wanted to say a little bit about Cheryl and Vicki. Cheryl, I asked her some time ago when we were launching Celebration Place for our children, if she would head that up, and she organizes that. She makes sure that the teachers are there. And Vicki, as our children's coordinator, has come right along beside, and she makes sure the teachers have what they need. So I'll let them come and share what they want to share.
Good morning. I'm Cheryl Powell, and I'm a firm believer in Jesus Christ, and I struggle with insecurity, getting up in front of the congregation and talking, but I'm doing that anyway. First of all, I want to tell you a little bit about Celebrate Recovery and about what we're doing with the Celebration Place. Celebrate Recovery has meant so much to me since I moved back here. You know, I've been gone for, well, we lived in Central City 40 years, then I moved back. And this has really been important to me. Since I am a retired teacher, and not only a retired teacher, but have go back to work part-time and still teach a little bit part-time, I have a real heart for children. That's just something that I've always had a heart for, and I do now. So when I heard about this program, Celebration Place, that would be added to Celebrate Recovery, and it was about children, I was like, I was all in for it. So really, when Mike said something to me, I could not possibly say no, because it is something I'm very excited about. I knew this would be an area that, you know, I would like to work with and wanted to. And, you know, kids and children, they have hurts and hang-ups and habits that affect them just like adults. And sometimes they live in homes that have those problems too. And so this is an area that I thought, okay, this is something that could really be a good thing. I've always thought it's important to encourage children at a young age to make good decisions as they grow into be a teenager and then, of course, into their adult life. And it's important for them to stay away from some of these hurts and hang-ups and habits that they've been around that maybe have affected their family in a negative way. So Celebration Place, we follow along with the adult program because each week we use music DVDs, we use journals, we use games, Bible lessons, group activities, and simple crafts to mimic the lessons that the adults are doing in their class. And Celebration Place is meant for children anywhere from kindergarten up through sixth grade. And we're so grateful for the Pops building because when we first started the program, we were having to bring the children over here. And when it was night and it was cold and this kind of stuff, it was just a little bit tough. But now it's so much easier because we're in the building. The adults are in the big room, and, of course, we're in the back room, and we're all together. There are six different leaders that we divide up. There's Ellie Strader, Vicki Ross, Kim Kenner, Angela Little, Tara Cox, and myself. And we divide up, and we make sure that we always have two leaders there each night when we have the children. I really do feel like that... We've had at least, I think, 14 different children to participate, and we average maybe three or four each time. And I don't think the numbers are nearly as important, really, to us as it is that we just make an impact on the children that we're working with. And if we can just, in my opinion, if we can just, you know, let one child feel like that, you know, we have encouraged them to make good decisions and not to have some of these hang-ups and habits that some of us adults have had, I really, in my opinion, it'll be worth it. Vicki's going to do like a sample lesson with the children this morning so they can actually have their children's sermon.
Good morning. Y'all can see I've brought my bag this morning because I'm not as brave as for the bag. I want to know what's in the bag and not guess and then be like, oh, no, caught off guard. So what I've brought is... Thank you. Donald Pettis. God's love. God's love for us. God's love for us is longer than any measure of faith. It's deeper than any rope. It's straighter than any ruler. It is endless, God's love. He sees us, and his love is so abundant. And that is something that we can't ever put in the measure of, is his love for us. You know, this week I was at the summit, and a statement somebody said is, it is not who we are, it is whose we are. And we are all God's children, and God loves us in an immeasurable way. That's what I want y'all to think of. So when you see somebody pull out something that measures, I want y'all to just think, you know, God loves us far more than anything we can ever imagine. That's it. So y'all want to come on downstairs and we will have children's church.
This morning I'll be reading from Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them from one another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when say we thee an hungered, and feed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When say we thee a stranger, and take thee in, or naked, and clothe thee? Or when say we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done unto one of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepare for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in not. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when say we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he say, answering them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it to me. And then shall it go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. May the God of blessing on the reading of his word.
We are pleased every year that we do this Celebrate Recovery Sunday to have folks step up who are willing to share. And if you've never shared a testimony, and I'm talking about really sharing a testimony, it can be tough. To start out with, we've mentioned some new programs we have, Celebration Place and The Landing. You heard a little about Celebration Place. We've mentioned The Landing. We have a young lady with us today, Courtney, if you want to come on up here. Courtney's one of those unusual. She's actually been through a step study and also participating in The Landing. And she agreed to share a little bit about The Landing, maybe what it's meant to her. Kim, would you like to pray for Courtney before she...
Well, Heavenly Father, we just give thanks this morning for Courtney and what she's agreed to do for us. And we just ask, Lord, that you be with her and strengthen her at this time. And we ask this in the name of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
My name is Courtney, and I struggle with addiction and depression. And the Landon program is basically, we still go over the 12 steps and the 8 principles like the regular CR does, but we just kind of like dive down deeper into it. We have hands-on activities, and we have our wonderful Kim Ross and Tamara Franks who leads it. And the Landon program has helped me because I was in like a deep spot in my life, and I have been coming to CR for roughly 2 years. And when we got the Landon program, Mike asked me, he was like, would you be interested in going and doing the Landon program and being part of it? And I was like, sure, why not? Well, I was the only like kid there at first, and then two of my friends came. And so it's small, but it kind of like involves teens, and it's all about teens and just knowing God and getting down into it. And then basically what we do is we have a lesson, and we start with denial and then work our way up. And then during those lessons, we have activities, and like sometimes, I think it was last week, we did an activity where we had two people, and we tied a scarf around our two inner legs, and then we had to walk around the building with it and trying to not fall. And then we did it again blindfolded, and that was really hard because I can't walk when I don't have a blindfold on. So that was really hard for me, but we made it through. The guys did better than the girls, but yeah. I think that's all I got. Y'all should come if y'all are teens. Yeah.
And I might add, we mentioned those two. Our new associate pastor in charge of youth and discipleship jumped right in, and he was at our Landing program last week. So we are initiating him in, and we're looking forward to him getting in and getting us ideas to grow that program. We appreciate your support coming in right away and getting started with that, Joe. Our next testimony, Chris, if you want to make your way up. I don't think he's run out on us yet. I asked Chris some time ago, and again, it takes a lot of courage. I'm not going to say a whole lot. We met Chris. I will tell you, Roger and I met Chris through our CR Inside program, which is the program that goes into jails and prisons. And I'm going to save the rest of Chris's testimony for him, but I would like to pray with him before he begins. Chris? Heavenly Father, we thank you for each one who comes and is ready to testify. before you and share. And we just ask that you would be with Chris right now, send your spirit upon him, give him the words that you want him to say, and then be with those of us who are hearing. Open our hearts and our minds to receive the message that you have for us. Give him a peace that passes all understanding as he shares with us today. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Chris, and I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And to sum it all up, I struggle with self. The word inmate, there's more than you probably could shake a stick at. And many inmates feel that there's no hope. Many have locked up their thoughts of hope. Many inmates wonder if anyone really cares. Many are exhausted from crying out. Some have built walls up to protect themselves. Everyone's thinking pattern is going down the wrong road. For some, it's the only road they know, stuck in the negative. A little bit about CR. At first, I'd like to share a little bit about an experience that I had back in 2006, 2007 with another group that they call themselves, it's called Inmates Encountering Christ. And at that time, I about lost my mom in a car wreck. But God had other plans. Well, anyways, at that time, I asked God, and I said, "Do you love me? Because I've did so much wrong." He said, "Yes, I have." He said, "Yes, I do." So, while I was locked up in that time, we at the chapel, they had a thing. They said, "If you want to sign up for it, it's a 3-day thing." And it was telling about every denomination that's coming and what we're going to be doing. And said, "If you want to sign up. And if you do, you can't have any visits." I was gung-ho for it. So I got back and I called my mom and I talked to her for a few minutes. And she had then made plans to come that weekend. I told mom, I said, "I know you understand because you want me to do what God wants me to do." And I told her, I said, "Don't come. I want to do this." She said, "I want you to. I want you to know that weekend came. It snowed so bad there was no visits, but we had residents in County Price." So if I told God no, I'd have missed out. But during that experience, which leads me to celebrate recovery, For inmates, they don't know what love is. They see it in the form of a stick. Is that love? No. And seeing Roger and Mike come with their smiles, it brings hope. It gives the inmates here at Todd County Jail, it gives them a feeling, hey, this somebody does care. You know, and through Mike and Roger coming with their step study, it helps open up their thinking, and it changes, redirects it, and it's really important that what y'all are doing and what other churches are doing, because like I say, there's a lot of inmates so they don't know what love is, and other than that, when people go and share about God, they're doing what God told them to do at the beginning, anyway. So that's what we're called to do, and that's what I try to do, even though I make mistakes and I don't get it right. And God said, "Hey, I'm not one perfect. You just do what I say. I'll take care of the rest." And Again, I want to thank y'all. I want to thank Roger and Mike and everybody else who comes. And just thanks for letting me be here today, and praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you.